81, sound check.
Houston has you loud and clear.
Loud and clear. We're in the airlock and pressurized, and I just wanted to say a few words. First of all, I wanted to thank the team today, led by Tony Scacci and Art Thomason, and the whole back room and the hardware developers and the trainers and the NVL divers, everybody who was involved to make that successful. That was an amazing effort to put down 400 feet of cable to four different antennas on the complete opposite ends of the station and get it done on time or even ahead of time. That was thanks to the team on the ground, and I just wanted to say thanks to them for that.
Terry, thanks for those kind words. We definitely appreciate all the hard work you did, and it was really a pleasure being all together on the same team.
Yeah, that was quite a teamwork, and they make something that is one of the hardest things that humans do look easy, and it's impressive. Another thing I wanted to say is we're coming up on some pretty amazing anniversary milestones this year. The first one here in just a few weeks is the 50th anniversary of the first spacewalk, Alexei Leonov's first spacewalk. And then shortly after that was Ed White, the first American spacewalk. It's amazing. It's been years to see how far we've come, very first steps outside, and to being able to do 6-plus hours of work like we do nowadays to build this orbital outpost International Space Station. It's truly amazing. And also, it's the 50th anniversary of Mission Control in Houston, so it's going to be an eventful next couple months celebrating these milestones. And hopefully the next 50 years will be even more exciting and we'll go even farther than we did in the first 50.
Again, thanks for those words. We agree. Lots of remarkable stuff going on, and we're looking forward to a future.